Savior. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus. We believe.
Our church.
Our church and our defender suffered and crucified. Forgiveness is in you. Descended into darkness, you rose in glorious light. Forever seated high. I believe in God our Father. I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Restore every heart that
continue to pour our prayers. God, really, would you just soften our hearts to know you and to really just give you the worship. Regardless of our heart's condition, God, maybe we are able to pour out this praise to you. Maybe it's we're actually finding it hard to even just give trickles of praise, of worship to you, God. And we just want to, Lord, ask you to just change us and to just give us this heart for you and just to see you, God, see your glory. God, our souls just thirst for you like we're in a desert. Our hearts just yearn to know you more, and I pray that, God, we would see that, that, God, you would show yourself to us through your power, through your supernatural power, that, Lord, you would reveal yourself to us. You're so holy, God, you're so holy.
Let heaven come. Let heaven come. Surrender to your will, Jesus. And would you lead us and guide us to walk with you, to know you more, and to see your beauty and see your glory in this life. God, we just pray for open hearts. As we hear your word and as Bert speaks, God, may you just really speak truth through him into different aspects of our lives, Father God. I thank you that, Lord, we may all hear the same thing, but it touches different parts of our hearts, different parts of our lives.
Will always be enough. Nothing compares.
Lord, the riches of your love will always be enough. That nothing compares to your love. And would you just help us remember that? That, Lord, we can only love others because you loved us first. We can only be generous because you generously gave your only Son, who was perfect, to die for a sinful world. And God, would you just teach us to really know that in our hearts? And because of that, we can move on and really give generously to others. Lord, if there's anything that bounds us from being generous, either with our finances or even with our strength, with our minds and our words, God, Lord, would you take away those chains and would you just allow us to live for you? And would you live through us? God, you are so glorious. You are so beautiful. Who can compare to you? Would you just be glorified in our worship, God, and in our praises? Would you be glorified?
Forever He is risen, He is alive.
has overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. Lamb is always sing. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. We sing hallelujah. The Lamb is overcome. We sing hallelujah. We sing.
We thank you, Jesus, because you are alive. And not only that, you have given us your life so that we are alive in you. So, Lord, will your Spirit continue to speak to us and challenge us and move us forward to be more and more like you, to be the children that you have designed us to be. Let us walk in holiness, in courage, and boldness, your ambassadors of love and truth to the people around us. We thank you, Lord. So now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of our Heavenly Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Please have a seat, and after some time of personal reflection, just begin to hang out a little bit more. We have the church downstairs till 1:00.